it's very shocking and disturbing to us. You know, veteran police commanders even, you know, couldn't believe it when we were first alerted of this situation. And we have to give credit to the security in the parking lot in the garage there from the casino that were doing some random checks and heard some crying coming from the car. And they went up to observe, you know, further and called us. And we found the child inside the vehicle. The child ended up being a four-year-old. And ultimately, we found the mother who came back to the vehicle from inside of the casino. And, again, it's just very disturbing. Yesterday was a cold day. And to leave a child in the car is just it's a shock to the conscience. Not anything that you would expect a parent to do. And, you know, hopefully, you know, this mother gets some other treatment maybe. Some other things might be going on to do something like this because this is a huge concern for us. The Department of Social Services and the Child Protective Services are involved in this case, obviously, and the child is right now with the relatives.
Was the child hurt? Was the child abused in any way, or was it just cold, hungry, and scared?
No, yeah, I think cold, hungry, and scared is the best way to describe it, the child. We don't have any evidence of any type of physical abuse that was going on with the child. Just a neglect situation, an awful, awful neglect situation for a child to sit. Again, we're talking about a garage that's dark, realistically. There's some light in there, but not any natural sunlight. It's just some lights from you know, lighting inside the garage. But generally, it's a dark garage and stuck in a car all day. And I believe there were some things over top of the windows so you couldn't readily see into the vehicle. So it's just very shocking. It's appalling, I mean, to even get a call like this. Unfortunately, we got a call like this, and we were able to get this child to the medical facility for treatment, and the child was treated and released. So that's a good thing that the child didn't suffer any type of serious injuries as a result of this.
Did the mother offer any kind of excuse as to why she left her child in the car for so long?
Back when I was in patrol and you know, you run across a situation similar to something like this, it's not really an excuse good enough. And she didn't, I don't have any information of the statements she gave, but it's not an excuse good enough. There isn't one. You're at a shopping complex, so you didn't have any type of medical emergency. You weren't in a dire situation. And more importantly, you weren't even at work, so it's not an excuse good enough. So whatever her excuses were, for me, they aren't good enough. For the agency, they aren't good enough. For the courts, I'm sure they won't be good enough.
The question is, why did it take so long to discover the child? I know the Maryland Live, they do routine patrols of the parking garage. I know I've seen it. Why did it take 8 hours to find this child?
Well, I think with, you know, the thousands and thousands of cars on a holiday week still in not only the garage but the parking lots, and considering if the child wasn't crying at the time, it wouldn't have been anything that somebody wouldn't have noticed, apparently. So we didn't get any tips from anybody else, any citizens who were in that parking lot, in that area. So we didn't even get any tips on it. So the general public didn't even see the child. So, again, if the child wasn't screaming, if we didn't see anything unusual inside that vehicle, that makes it difficult. So, again, we're just happy that they did hear something so we could get over there at the time we did. 8 hours is too long. I agree wholeheartedly. It's way too long. But, again, nothing roused the suspicion to bring people over there at an earlier time.